Hello, and welcome to podcast number 7.
Oh my goodness.
I do this every time. I forget the numbers, but it is 7. I've written it 3 times in the last week. Of Pop a la Carte. I am Valerie.
I'm Tatiana.
I'm Jessica.
I'm May.
And this week, we may be splitting this into 2, so we're just going to warn you that now, because it depends on how long we talk about Comic-Con, because yes, we're a week behind, but we have lots and lots and lots to talk about at Comic-Con. And then we've also got the TCAs and just, you know, other fun stuff going on. So
nothing but fun stuff.
It's so much fun stuff. let's start with Comic-Con. So how was this Comic-Con for everybody this year?
Well, it was my first year at Comic-Con. Like, I had no idea what to expect, and I was a little bit, like, excited and nervous and stressed out all at the same time, but it was a really great experience. Like, you have to kind of go into it with some planning on, you know, what you want to do, because you can't really do everything. You're just gonna like stretch yourself out and like ruin your own time. But like, I had an idea of like where I wanted to go, which days, and I think that really like helped. So I had a great time.
It was my first time this year as well. I had a lot of attempted planning going in, schedules of panels I had to attend for work and all of that. But at the same time, there was some spontaneity, which was really nice. There was a lot of line waiting. My feet are just calming down. but overall, I think it was a fantastic experience that I will hopefully definitely repeat next year. So.
Just to clarify, Tatiana and I both had press badges. Did you as well, May?
I did, yes.
And Jessica, you were just a regular attendee?
She was a player.
I was a normal
it doesn't change your experience as much as people think, because people think press get a lot more than they actually do.
Right.
But, I mean, it does help inform a little bit, because it's like May said, she was working, so that, you know, that does change your
right. If experience. Anything, it just meant I got to go to fewer panels.
Yeah.
Right. There are panels you have to go to rather yeah. than just the ones you want to go to.
Yeah. This was my first year. Because last year it killed myself. I was the only person covering for the 2 sites that we work for. And literally, I think I did 23 press rooms, I think is what I had scheduled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I had 13 of them were on Saturday. But I had to give away 3 and then cancel a couple because I,
right.
like, nobody can do that. That's 13 yeah. hours. It doesn't
right.
go for that long.
Right.
I mean, it just doesn't.
I did 2 one day, and I was, like, exhausted. I was basically sprinting to the hotel and then sprinting back and then making sure I had my camera, so I don't know how you did it.
Yeah, it means I didn't get to have any fun. So I kind of, because Tatiana was helping me this year
mm-hmm.
and took on, like, more press rooms than I thought she was going to. Thank God.
Yeah, Saturday was fun.
Yeah, I decided you still didn't have it as bad as I had last year.
No,
so.
I didn't.
But you had already done a lot, so
yeah.
I understand. And it's your first time really doing that much. But yeah, so I decided to make sure I, like, because I'm getting burned out, I made sure to have some fun, and it just worked out that Saturday was the day I got to take off. So I did Hall H.
I commend you for being able to get into Hall H, because, like, you know, I saw the lines, I heard, like, all the nightmare stories. I feel like Saturday's Hall H started lining up on, like, Thursday, and it's like you're spending half of your Comic-Con waiting in line for one day. So, I mean, and it's a big day, but still.
Yeah. Well, did you hear about all the fun that happened? There was drama. And they're going to have to change the way
what
they do
happened?
It next year. Okay, so the way Hall H works is, yes, people did start on Thursday. But our group didn't start until 5 a.m. on Friday.
Oh, wow. That's still super
early. And the way they do it is somebody needs to be, so every one person can represent up to 5 people.
Oh, okay.
So as long if we had about 30 people in our group. So there had to be 6 people there at all times, which we did. Have 6 people. We took turns. Everybody had to be to do at least 4 hours, and that included time overnight. And that, but it didn't include. There's certain periods where you have to be there. So, 7:30 p.m. on Friday is when they start handing out the wristbands, because they do wristbands for it. And then 7:30 a.m. on Saturday is when you all have to be there to be in line.
Right.
Well, the wristbands. So, obviously, when you have one person representing 5 people, it means you can't really judge how many people are in front of you,
right?
The line swelled, And so a lot of people who, I think if you were there after 10, you did not get a wristband. If you were after there after 10 a.m.
On Friday?
On Friday, you did not get a wristband at all.
So when you get the wristband, that means that then you can wander off and come back and they know that you're in line, right?
Yes. You can you can wander off completely and not come back until 7:30, and you're supposed to be able to get in.
It's just so you'd be at the back.
Unless, yes, you would be at the back of the group. And they do groupings. So there's 6,600 people who can be in there. They do four groupings. So A, B, C, D. Last year, I didn't do it, but my husband did. So he was in the same with the same group of people. They got there at noon and were in the B group. This time they got there at 5 a.m. and we were in C. And about halfway through C.
That's crazy.
So, and then, but like, so it was really bad because they don't check your badge. I mean, they check your badges, but just to make sure you have a badge, but they don't scan it or anything. So we realized right away, we were like, if we were dishonest, we could have, because there were so many of us, we could have been at the front of the group and then run to the back of our own group and gotten a second wristband. We didn't do that, but we have to assume other people did because it would have been so easy to do so. You know, they have RFIDs in those things. Why, like those chips, why aren't you using them to make sure people are there? But what's worse is those wristbands aren't all that unique. They're just paper wristbands. Mm-hmm. So on...
Like those cheap you get at the store or something.
Yeah, I mean, they're specific to Comic-Con. Like they say what they're for, but you can recreate them easily. And somebody did. And somebody was going in and there were pictures. People were tweeting pictures with the guy. He was so blatant, he was taking selfies with people.
Of
He was selling wristbands.
Oh my god.
And
gosh.
Yeah, and security wouldn't do anything about it.
Really?
They were like, it's out of our hands. So apparently it sounds like he was finally caught when he was going inside. It's not clear because there were, obviously it's Comic-Con, rumors fly everywhere.
Right.
So it sounds like he was caught and has been banned from Comic-Con. Like he's not going back. But he still sold at least like 100 wristbands.
Right, so there's like 100 more people then.
Yes. And he put them in Group C, so they were ahead of other people. And there are people who got Group D wristbands who should have been guaranteed to get in, who did not get in.
That sucks.
So
I think it actually ended up being 200 people, because they can't let more people in. I mean,
right, if there's no more, room than this.
Yeah, the fire marshals are really strict. That's it.
Yeah.
They won't let you in. So there were 200 people who waited there all day to find out they were not getting into Marvel, because nobody left.
That's horrible.
And
so is it basically, if you get into Group C, you're pretty much guaranteed to get in, but if you're in Group D, it's a lost cause?
Well, no, Group D should have been. And in fact, there was overflow of people afterwards who should have still gotten in.
Because they don't actually... now because of the extra wristbands.
Yeah. I guess somebody said they were going through and checking people's wristbands to make sure that they were real and stamping them. But I'm like, I'm not sure how, and I never saw anybody doing it.
Right.
So it's, once you were in, that was
like
it
didn't happen to you.
Yeah, it was too late to do anything about it.
Yeah.
But the people who did get screwed got free 4-day badges plus preview night for next year.
I did hear that about the people that were screwed over. They did get 4-day passes for next year's Comic-Con.
I wish I'd been screwed over.
I know, right? What a $300 value.
So, like, that was me, and I had, like, waited since, like, Thursday night, Friday morning to get into, like, the one, because that you'd have to, like, take out all of your other plans for anything else that you wanted to do, only to find out that some scalper got 100, random people inside and not me. I would be so
It's only the people who had wristbands. So there's still people who spent that whole time there who should have gotten in, who didn't, and they didn't have wristbands, so they didn't do anything for them.
Right. That sucks.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was a clusterfuck.
I stayed away from college, period. I was like, I'm not going anywhere near that.
Right? I mean, well, there's nothing that I feel like I love enough to be in Hall H for. Unless I had to.
Well, I mean, if there's anything on Thursday, like the Fox panel.
Right.
Which was not a Fox panel, by the way. It was a Kingsman panel. I was like, why did you call it just a Fox panel? Because you didn't bring anything else. But Kingsman, I walked right in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think even Doctor Who on Sunday, you could have until fairly late. like, just before the panel.
I wonder how long the line for Game of Thrones would be. Because, like, that's, like, one thing that maybe I would have been willing, I would be willing to do, you know?
Except that that's on Friday. It's, like, half the people, they don't tell you anything. Mm. So, yeah. All you get is the free stuff, which they give you free stuff. But that's nice. That's still, honestly, it's, you might as well buy it on eBay. It's, that's like, true. Your time is worth more.
That's true. That's true.
If and that's like, the only reason you go.
Right. And then, of course, like, the panels always come up later. Like, online, you can find the panels yes. later. It's just the trailers and stuff that you're not going to yes. get.
So. But then, half of them, they put the trailers online. Exactly. Now. Marvel's the only one who doesn't. Mm-hmm. So, somebody did leak the footage for Infinity War.
I think I saw it.
But yeah. it was taken down. Mm. But I don't think the Ant-Man introduction went up.
I didn't see that, so I guess it did not.
That was hilarious. So
I think the Black Panther footage didn't go up either, if yeah, I recall correctly.
Because that was more scenes yeah. than, like, the Thor, I don't think all of Thor did, because there was footage, and then there was a trailer, and the trailer is what they put up.
Okay.
Man. Okay. Someone needs to get on that.
But the Ant-Man, introduction, I hope yeah. they put it on, I don't think they will, but I hope they put like, it why on, don't like, the DVD they, or something.
Made it in Hall H, you probably would put all that up for you.
Exactly, right? If I made it, it wouldn't matter anyway. It'd already be everywhere.
Yeah, but I do have to say, I'm glad I did it once. I had a really good time, but I don't know that it's worth doing it again, unless they change the system, mm-hmm. because that was just ludicrous.
Yeah.
Because so many people got screwed over, and it was terrifying for a while. I mean, we were out there for 4 hours waiting to get our wristbands on Friday night, not knowing if we were going to get in or not.
Right.
I mean, we did, mm-hmm. but yeah, that was a little scary at first.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun.
Of two minds.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's hard, but, and I did love everything that I saw, but I will completely admit, that was a really good lineup, because it was WB, mm-hmm. so they brought Ready Player One, Blade Runner, and DC, and then it was the Charlize Theron panel, with the women who kick ass.
Oh, that's right.
And then it was, I think it was Stranger Things next, and then Westworld, and then Marvel. Mm-hmm. So that's a really, like, solid line. I wouldn't do it for Game of Thrones, because it's only one thing right, I want to sit through. Mm-hmm. But
if you want to see lots of things.
I was interested in everything mm-hmm. that was up there. So.
What was your favorite panel on that day?
Well, I mean, I'm really into the MCU, so the Marvel stuff was really great. Especially because that Ant-Man footage was hilarious. Have you guys heard about what it was?
No, I haven't even heard about what it was. Okay, so describe.
It's the panel starts with, up on the screen, it's Paul Rudd and, oh God, what's his name? I can't remember his name.
Miguel Peña.
Yes, who is hilarious. And it's them riffing and giving, apparently to the audience, a history of the MCU, because this is 10 years since they started, right? So they're just like, so this, you know, this Iron Man, and then it's like Incredible Hulk, and the way they dealt with Incredible Hulk and the fact that it's not the same person, it was like Paul Rudd's like, I didn't see that one. And he just like threw it behind him.
That's
and like,
cute.
They go through the whole story, and then it turns out they're not telling the audience, they're talking to Michelle Pfeiffer, and that was the introduction that she's going to be playing Janet Van Dyne.
Oh, that's cute.
It was really, really cute. That is cute.
Okay, I like that.
So then, and then Feige came out and gave the rest of the intro, like the other casting announcements for Ant-Man, and then he gave all the information for Captain Marvel, and then they did Black Panther, and he kept saying, okay, we're going to present two movies, and that's all we're talking about. And it was like, okay, you're emphasizing this a lot.
Right.
So they did Black Panther, they did Black Panther, and then they had, I can't even remember which one of them it was. Oh, I think it was Tom Hiddleston came out and was like, I have like three of the Avengers here and you're not going to not show the footage. And they're like fighting Feige on it. And then they showed the Infinity War footage.
That's
so that was cute.
Okay, that is cute.
When is
Infinity War supposed to come out?
May 4th
of 2018?
Yeah, 2018.
Okay. All right.
You're not excited?
I don't know. The first Avengers, I was like, all right. And the second Avengers, I was like, kill it. I hate everything that's happening.
And most of what happened.
I feel like Civil War is like a better Avengers than the second Avengers.
Yes.
And then the third Avengers, now I'm like, okay, well, I guess. I'm just trying to, in my brain can't comprehend how everyone is going to fit into this movie.
So here's my theory based on what little we've seen and filming spoilers. So if you don't know filming spoilers,
are happening.
I'm going to tell you because I saw them, because I was in Edinburgh when they filmed there. Mm-hmm. Part of it. So I didn't see much because of where I was, but I heard from people who were there. Mm-hmm. So in the footage, they show, you see the Guardians with Thor, Iron Man, Spider-Man, and Doctor Strange.
Oh, that's right.
And then you see Cap's Avengers together, basically. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you see Scarlet Witch and Vision together, but that's it. There's, like, no crossover at all. But in Edinburgh, mm-hmm. they did film with Scarlet Witch and Vision and Falcon, Hulk, Thor, Cap, Black Widow. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it.
Okay.
And so there's all kinds of explosions, and it looks like Thanos is the, what are they, the Black Children? What are they called? The Black something? I can't remember what they're called.
Black.
I'm terrible. Black. Yeah, I can't remember.
I don't. Order. Anyway, Black Order.
Black Order.
Okay. Is that it? Yes.
Okay. Some word. Some word that sounds after, some, that comes after Black. Yeah. Anyway. That's true. Anyway, so they're attacking Scarlet Witch and Vision. Mm. Presumably going after Vision in the stone.
Right.
And so all the other ones show up. Totally, totally speculating based on absolutely nothing except also Captain Marvel being announced as before, it takes place in the 1990s. And,
oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And what the fuck has she been doing this whole time? I'm guessing that the movie ends with that stuff.
Okay.
And so something, early in the movie, Thor gets Iron Man and the Avengers that are working with him mm-hmm. to come help him out in the universe somewhere. But then they're like, oh shit, this is really bad. We need more help. And they go to find Cap and his Avengers. Mm-hmm. And the Guardians either, they're saying we don't see Captain Marvel in that movie. And I'm going to assume that they probably are, it's
like
true.
We don't see them in Infinity?
Captain Marvel isn't in Infinity War.
That's so weird to me.
But I'm going to guess that she's been off planet this entire time.
Right.
And the Guardians know about her.
Oh, so they might introduce her by way of.
Yeah, they're going to say something like, we know somebody, we should go get a help. And they may not even say her name.
Right.
And they just, like, fuck off, and then the rest of the Avengers go back to Earth because they know he's going there, right?
Okay.
This is totally speculation. It means nothing. I have no idea.
Do you think she could be, like, possibly an end-credit scene, like, after the credits?
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm going to guess that she's not in it very much because her movie does come between the two Avengers ones. So she's going to be in 4 and mm-hmm. probably be really important in 4.
Now, is it like part 1 and part 2? Is that what it's like?
Well, that's what it was originally, but mm-hmm. now they're saying no. They're completely separate movies, but one is Infinity War, and then they won't say what the second one is called. But everybody assumes it's Infinity Gauntlet, and that the reason they're not saying what it is because they don't want you to know that the second movie is Thanos has the gauntlet and all the stones,
right.
And now they're all really fucked.
They thought they were fucked before. So you think, and I think it makes sense, the Guardians are like, we're going to go get our friend, and then they go off, and then the movie ends, and everyone thinks horrible, and then the end credit scene is like, they come back with Captain Marvel, and they're like, oh shit, we are too late. Everything is horrible. End credits scene.
Not exactly, because I actually, uh-huh. I think they go away and they're not on Earth uh-huh. when Thanos gets to Earth, because
right.
I think he's going to be on Earth, mm-hmm. and I think Infinity War ends with the Avengers dead.
Oh.
And then the next movie is, okay, so how do we bring them back?
Right.
Because
he's a lot of deaths, but they won't say who. And I'm sure that, within the next phase of the Marvel Universe is going to be new characters to introduce and all mm-hmm. this stuff. So I feel like Captain America might die. I don't want him to, but I feel like he totally might.
I keep going back and forth. Like, I think Iron Man needs to die because he's just gotten too big mm-hmm. and too all-encompassing. And it's, but then I think Cap needs to die too, even though I don't want him to either.
They can both die.
But I have a hard time believing that they would both die because then you're losing your two pillars of the entire MCU, and that's really risky. It's going to be hard enough to kill off one of them.
That's true.
But to kill off both. But we do have the Skrulls being introduced in Captain Marvel. Do they show them first and not explain what they are in Infinity War and have, like, Tony dies and then Cap dies, but it's not really Cap? He's been replaced.
Then you find out in the fourth one that it was replaced after you learn what the Skrulls are in.
Or he
just right in the MCU.
Or he really dies in Avengers 4.
Feige should just hire you.
But he's not really dead.
Speculation.
Yeah.
know.
Like Robert Jr. is okay with Iron Man dying. Like, I feel like I read that somewhere where he kind of wants to, you know, I think he knows how big Iron Man is, that maybe it's like a little bit too big, and he's like, I want to go out on top, like, and still do it.
Yeah, he's terrible. So if he money. Does
die, he'd be like okay with dying, honestly.
Yeah. He said he wants to go out on the top.
Yeah. I think it makes sense. I think it makes the most sense for Iron Man to die.
Which is why it would be interesting if you...
And I think also because... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, that's why it would be interesting if you killed Cap, but then showed that he was actually a Skrull. Because maybe it'll be in Avengers 4. That would actually make more sense. Because that's a way to let Chris Evans have some time off, but then have the possibility of him coming back someday. And he seems the more likely to come back.
I was going to say something about Chris Evans not wanting to continually be in these movies because they just keep bringing him back. And he's like, I'm tired. I want to move on. So, yeah, that would be a good idea if he wants to come back in the future. Otherwise, I can see them killing him off. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, and it's funny, though, because I've seen both. I've seen him talk where he's like, I'm with them as, like, I love doing it. I'm with them as long as they want me to. And then I'd like to do other things. My contract is over. And it's like, well, the contract talk could be, he knows he's in a really good negotiating position. So it could be just about that.
Yeah.
So, but it would make sense. You kill him off, but then it's not really, you imply that it's not really him. So that, yeah, Chris Evans can take some time off, you make Bucky your Cap for a while, and then Cap comes back, because that's what happened in the comics. He came back later.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
I don't know. Just a thought. Anyway, that was a lot of time on Marvel.
That was But we always knew that was going to happen.
It was my favorite. It's why I was there.
Yeah. I didn't get to do any cool panels. I just saw, like, the gifted panel.
Which, how was that?
I mean, it was fine. Like, they showed, like, 15 minutes of footage of the episode. Mm-hmm. And I think it was, like, interesting. Like, I really love Jamie Chung. So, like, and Amy Acker. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's why I will be watching for those two ladies. But I don't really love, no offense, but yeah, Stephen Moyer, because of True Blood. I really hated Bill. So yeah. I still feel, like, Bill hatred in my heart when I see him. Even though it's not his fault. He's a good man. But anyway.
He rubs me the wrong way, and I don't know why.
Yeah. So we'll see how that works out. But I thought the panel was fun. Yeah. Other than that, those ladies were in Ballroom 20, like, all day on Saturday, right?
Yeah, we camped out from Ballroom 20, and that was enough.
I know. You know, it was an interesting night, though. At least we got some sleep, but we were parked in Ballroom 20 from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. where the last panel ended for Arrow.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, back-to-back stuff with a little bit of a break in the middle because they had Futurama and The Simpsons, which I don't know what was going on. I gave up on watching Simpsons ages ago. What else? I don't know. Flash, Supergirl, Black Lightning had a good panel, even though it was only 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm still surprised that Black Lightning...
Like, I don't get it. I'm excited for the show, but, you know, for a show that they had announced and they had the 20-minute footage, and they show the same 20-minute footage at SDCC, and I'm like, well, where is the pilot episode? And I don't think they've shot it yet. So that's, I'm a little bit, like, weirded out. There's all this hype. They've got good promo around it, and he was, like, plastered all over the elevators with the other DCTV shows, and they made all this big hype about it, but yet the presentation is the same thing that they've been saying for the last couple of months. So I'm like, this was your opportunity to, like, build on all of that hype that you got before Comic-Con. So I'm still excited to see it. I'm just a little bit nervous about why don't y'all have any new stuff yet. So
yeah, I mean, I think I definitely trust the appeals to do a good job and to make a great show. But like you said, like, I don't know what it is. Like, why did they decide to start so late on filming? Like, what is it behind the scenes for the CW or something? Like,
is it a mid-season replacement?
It's a mid-season show. But I feel like
pilots
would be done by now anyway.
Show.
Like, they showed the Riverdale pilot at Comic-Con last year and made sure that everyone said nothing but brilliant things about it. So I don't know why.
Are they still going to be filming in Atlanta, or are they moving it to Vancouver? Maybe that's why the production has been stalled a little bit.
I heard it was Atlanta, but I don't know. They might move it to Vancouver. I think Atlanta makes more sense.
It's also possible that they're redoing it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because, I mean, they never did. It is true that they never filmed the pilot. They only filmed the 15-minute presentation.
Oh, okay.
So they never filmed the pilot. But I'm like, so now I'm like, is the stuff in the 15-minute presentation?
They have a script, though, right?
Yeah, they had the script.
They have a script.
When I interviewed Cress Williams, he did say, like, they had read the first script, but they didn't know anything else. They didn't have anything else. And I was like, that's so strange to me that, like, you'd think that by now they'd at least, I don't know what the, whatever. I mean, I'm excited for it, and what I've seen of it, what I've seen of it, I love, but then I'm like, is that not going to be in the pilot? Because that's part of the presentation?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
We'll see. I hope they start filming soon so we can get some extra information about what's happening and new footage in the coming months so that they can promote it alongside all the rest of their TV shows. So
I haven't seen the...
I'm excited for it to be great, but it's like I'm really excited for it to be great, and I'm not getting any like new stuff, so I'm a little bit worried about it. Like I want it to be great, and I think it will be great once they start like shooting the actual footage, but it's just weird to me that it seems to have been stalled since they announced it back however many months ago, and they're still in like the same place. So that's my only concern.
Yeah, because I don't want it to fail. I want it to succeed.
Yes, agreed. I don't know if they even know when in the schedule they're going to put it next year. I don't know. Did you guys see if they said what the spring schedule was going to be or just the fall schedule?
I haven't.
Just the fall schedule. Oh, okay.
Well, it would make sense to replace like Valor with Black Lightning, right? And then have it be Supergirl, Black Lightning. So we'll see. But anyway,
if they got just Supernatural, we'd all have an empty slot. Yeah. But keep bringing it back to the day.
But hey, you know what? They love it, and the people watching it clearly love it. So whatever.
I'm not a huge fan, but I do watch Supernatural.
Yeah, I'm more power to them, you know. But I would love to know. Like, I wish I could get a breakdown of like how much money CW makes off of Supernatural.
Yeah,
that would be really interesting to me, but that's okay. I guess it's really
they produce it, so it helps.
I mean, as a fan of the show, well, I stopped watching season 9, but they didn't used to have any merchandise or anything before, and now they have so much merchandise. You go to Hot Topic, you go online, they have the conventions, they're making money. It airs on TNT now all the time. That's how a lot of people, they gained new fans. So I'm sure they're bringing in the dough and they just don't want to let them go for multiple other reasons, but that's
right. And and Jensen and Jared have it made, right? It's like they don't have to, you know, they can do whatever they want.
They don't have to work again ever.
Yeah.
You know, that's just their thing. I'm concerned for them because I would love for them to do other projects, but...
Yeah, but aren't they like 50 now? Like, what else are they going to do?
Like they're both younger than me.
I'm just kidding.
But you know what's interesting about them, though, is that they actually get Hall H on Sundays. And I find that so fascinating.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. For example, Teen Wolf gets Hall H. And I'm like, everyone who's ever watched Teen Wolf is in that room. Because it's like, it doesn't even have a million viewers. I don't understand. But yeah.
That's hilarious.
Anyway.
Did you guys see the, are you guys Stranger Things fans?
I had definitely watched Stranger Things.
Did you watch the trailer? The new trailer?
No, I didn't.
You guys need to remedy that as soon as possible. I kid you not, this is one of the best trailers I have ever seen.
Aww.
It's so good. And like when they played it, and I don't want to spoil it, so there's a part in the middle when you realize what it is, you're like, holy shit, this is perfect. And it was so much so that, like, Patton Oswalt was moderating the panel, and he was just like, holy crap, and he's like, okay, so we're watching that again at the end here. He's like, we have to, and he just couldn't, for like 2 minutes, couldn't speak and couldn't moderate the panel, because he was like, that was amazing, I can't believe you guys haven't seen it yet.
I know, so I haven't watched, like, half of the trailers, so I'm just like...
I've seen the
posters. I know that doesn't count. Well, definitely remedy it. I almost feel like we should stop and watch it right now, but I won't.
Yeah, the new character they've been pegging as the new Barb, so I'm concerned. I was like, does that mean he's just gonna die?
She was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, she on was, the panel?
No, she was the first person to, like, ask a question.
That's funny.
And then they brought her up, and her question was, is Barbie going to be in season two? And
that's
they were like,
so funny.
No.
That's funny.
Because they're like, get over it.
I think it is so weird to me how Barb, like, because at the same time, like, I did like Barb, right? Uh-huh. And I would have been interested in her story had she had a story.
Mm-hmm.
But it is strange how, like, it, like, became such a, because, especially because, like, I feel like for me, like, the reason why it was a big thing for me didn't seem to be the reason why it mattered to anyone else. Like, for me, I was like, the entire thing revolves around this boy who's missing, presumed dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they all are focusing their resources on finding him, and you know he's going to be okay at the end because he's a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And if it had been Barb, and it was Barb, then she died, and mm-hmm. she was just dead, and no one cared, other than Nancy, and no one found her, she stayed dead at the end. Just like if any woman had been the one who was missing at the start, she'd be dead by the end. So, like, that's why it bothered me, but...
I don't think it's exactly why it bothered me. Like, for me, it was just, like, a gut reaction to, like, why is she dying? Why does she have to be, like, caught in the underworld? And, you know, it was partly that no one cared about her. I don't think I drew the whole because she's a woman or because the little boy was always going to be alive at the end. But I was like, totally a Barb fan, but I don't know that I expected Barb to have, like, her own subculture from Stranger Things. Like, I don't think I was that hardcore of a fan, but it is kind of weird how, like, you know, it's one-off character. It's just, like, almost popular as Eleven, almost, with, you know, her kind of following. It's a little weird.
Well, I would have totally been her fan, too, had she been on for longer. I was more frustrated with the fact that she had to die, period, because I felt she was one of the better characters. She was the kind of, you know, this guy's bad and all of this, and she was absolutely right. I mean,
yeah,
she's the one that had the most common sense, and I'm mad that we killed her all.
Right. I thought there would be more of a struggle with Nancy, like, between her friend and her boyfriend, but then it was gone because her friend was just dead. I guess it proved that Nancy was actually a good friend because she was the only one who cared.
Yeah, I thought it was weird because it's like, I mean, I liked the character, but at the same time, people are like, justice for Barb, and it's like... No, she was a character that was created to die.
Right.
That's literally the entire point. The only point of her character is to bring Nancy into the story.
Yeah.
And as much as, you know, the people are like, well, nobody cared, nobody was listening. And it was like, well, you saw a little bit of her mom, but it wasn't, the main focus was the four boys and Will's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going to see as much of people caring about Barb because it's not told from that family's perspective. Had it been told from their perspective, they would have cared, and they wouldn't have cared about Will because they don't know him. But it was told from the little kid's perspective, and they're the ones who care about, they didn't know Barb. Or if they did, they didn't care about her.
I think it's also interesting that she's garnered so much attention, given that there's been plenty of characters on other TV shows who have died within the second, third, fourth episode, and no one blinks an eye at those people. What justice? I don't understand. Like, she was a good character, but there have been plenty of other characters who passed away, and no one cares.
And like, overly justify the reason why that character had to die and how they weren't important, but Barb has this, like, shrine to her in the Stranger Things thing.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't get it. I don't know, but did any of you guys do the offsite experience? The Netflix offsite experience?
Oh no, I didn't.
No. I did that and it was cool. So you could take pictures on the bikes and then in the living room, they recreated the living room with the letters and the lights.
Oh.
So that was cool, but the most hilarious thing was they gave away, like, you could pick one free thing, and one of the things they gave away was a little candle that was a commemorative candle to Barb. So we have an extra one that we're going to be giving away when Stranger Things Season 2 drops on the website.
Oh, well, so, at least they're taking it in stride.
All you Barb fans, listen up for
yes. Candle giveaway with an accent.com. You can commemorate Barb. I mean, they did say it'll be addressed, and it's not like they're going to forget her completely, but it's like, no, she's dead. She is dead. She's not coming back. That's it. She's over.
Not even her dead body? God. Just saw her dead body. Yeah, that was horrible.
That was pretty bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So did you have any interesting interviews at Comic-Con?
I think my best press room was Psych. For Psych the musical, or the movie, not the musical.
The musical.
They already did that years ago. the movie, which is coming out at Christmas. And so I got to interview the whole cast and the creator. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Especially because they're like, we're going to do this forever. And I was like, it's only been off for 3 years. And they're like, we're back. And we're going to make 3 more movies. No, I think it was like 5 or something. So somebody was like, you should do... Have you guys ever watched Psych?
Yeah, I saw a couple episodes.
I love Psych. And
there for the panel.
Huh?
I was actually there for the psych panel for the movie because I was waiting for something else and I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll sit up here and I got like a pineapple pen and everything. So it was cool.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's a really fun, silly show. It's really good though. And so, yeah, somebody was like, are you going to do a Halloween episode because you're doing a Christmas one? And they were like, well, we didn't really mean to make it a themed episode, but a Halloween episode would make sense with the show because it's a murder mystery. Yeah. It's like, it's just silly murder mystery every week. So now I think if they have, they're going to have, yeah. Or like, make a Thanksgiving one, and then you can do Easter, and then Arbor Day.
Arbor Day.
But it is.
Well, I'm glad, because, yeah, I mean, I know that you were excited about that one, because it is near and dear to your heart.
Yeah.
So.
What else did I do? The Exorcist was interesting. I really.
Did you get to speak to John Cho?
Yes.
How was that?
He seemed bored most of the time. You'll see. I haven't put those. Why? I haven't had a chance to write up those interviews yet because I was at the CCAs last week.
Why do you hurt me?
Yeah, no, it was good, but we didn't know very much about his character. And then Brianna, I can't remember.
Oh, not Hildebrand, right?
Yeah, Hildebrand.
Oh, another
She's
exciting.
She's also going to be in there.
That's the girl from Deadpool,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Teenage Negasonic Warhead.
Yeah, exactly.
So somebody did ask her a little bit about that. But I felt bad because everybody was asking John Cho questions and she's sitting there and nobody asks her any. So I asked the last question to ask her a question to get her to talk. Because I was like, okay, somebody asked about Deadpool. That was the only thing anybody asked her. Oh. So I was like, no, I'm going to ask you about the show you're actually here for.
Right.
So she was nice.
I mean, just their addition, I may now watch Exorcist. it's not my thing at all.
I've never seen the movie.
Uh-huh.
And so I never planned to watch it, but Matt was like, well, I want to watch it. So I thought, okay, it's actually really, I liked it a lot. Yeah, it was one of the few shows last year that was new that I really enjoyed.
Wow. No, is it scary?
Yeah.
Because, okay, listen. Yeah. Listen, I saw Exorcist, like, at a friend's house when I was a wee child. I don't know how old I was. Doesn't matter. But I got home, and my mom had, like, a friend over who was, like, sleeping in my room because I have bunk beds. So she was, like, sleeping in, like, the bottom bunk, and she was, like, snoring so loud. I literally thought it was a demon. I was just sitting in the top bunk reading the Bible all night because I was like, demons are coming for me. After I saw that movie, which is why I did not try to watch the show, but...
That's hilarious. Like, it's not super scary. I mean, it's network television, so it's not going to be as scary as it possibly could be. But, it was pretty tense. They got away with a lot that I was surprised about.
What was creepy were the people wandering around Comic-Con dressed in the...
I didn't see that.
Doing? And one got, like, super close to my shoulder, like, looked like they were sniffing. And I was like, I don't know what's happening. Like, red balloon. Yeah. Tati was traumatized by The Exorcist when she was little. I was traumatized by It, like Stephen King's It. And I
Me
think,
too.
Like, it was, like, I was watching it, and I don't know if I was, like, 7 or something, and I was also, like, fell asleep during it, so it was, like, permeating my dreams, and, like, there was clowns, and I have not gotten over it.
Oh,
like,
no.
So, like, the yellow raincoat wearing, red balloon holding people walking around Comic-Con, no thank you.
I totally never saw one. That sucks. I'm sad I missed that.
I feel like...
Oh my God.
Plenty of people were traumatized by It, and like that's where some part of the clown fear comes from.
It's such a great movie until you get to what it is at the end, and then it's like, really? Really? Giant spider? Really? I love that movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't watched it since I was a kid, but I thought it was a really, really good scary movie, and then I was like, really? That's it? That's what it is? I've read the book,
but I feel
too.
Like that's the case with all horror movies. You get to the end, you're like, oh, well, it's not that scary.
I heard that there was like some weird, creepy, like, sex stuff in the book version.
I don't remember
that. Is that, like, I don't know if that's true or not. Like, my friend said to me, like, there's, like, a girl, like, I haven't even seen the movie, so, like, this is why I'm not afraid of clowns, I think. Because I've never watched it. But she says to me, like, there's, like, a group of boys and a little girl? Like, is that a thing in it? Okay. And, like, she, like, offers to, like, have sex with them to, like, keep something away. And she was like, and they're, like, she's, like, 6 years old. Like, what is happening? Or, like, 11 years old or something. And I was like, what?
I vaguely recall something weird, but I was a teenager when I read it. I don't remember.
I mean, the book was like 1,500 pages, so
And like, of evil clown.
I looked at it, I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. Horror, too, so it's not even my favorite genre. So.
Right. I've only ever read Carrie from Stephen King, and I've only ever seen Carrie from Stephen King, so that'll be it. Except for Dark Tower. I'm going to watch Dark Tower for Idris Elba.
I'm saying tonight, I'm only saying it for Idris Elba, but...
I've never read that book. I've read a bunch of Stephen King books, but I've never read that one, and man, that movie does not look good.
I know. That's what I heard. I heard there's like a big mess behind the scenes.
Yeah, everybody loves those books, I mean, when you don't release your trailer until 3 months before, I don't have a lot of confidence in Idris Elba might save it, but I don't know.
I'm not going to know anything else that's happening.
I think I'd rather stay home and watch Luther finally.
There you go.
I think that might be a better use of my time, to be honest. Did you guys see the Ready Player One footage?
I didn't.
You guys are failures. You're failures.
I saw the poster, and I have an issue, because it looks like the main character is not an overweight kid that, you know, playing video games. They went with the Hollywood skinny route, so that kind of bothered me a little bit, because the book, he is, it's like a main character that you don't normally see, and... So when they make it a movie and then they change that, kind of takes away a little bit from the book for me.
I could see that. I didn't know. I haven't read the book yet. I do plan to read it soon. Mm-hmm. Matt just finished it and he loved it. But the footage looks so good. It looks really cool. Mm-hmm. And I was all excited because, like, WB like to do... They have screens that go all the way around Hall H. So they do cinematics all the way around, practically. So it's like...
That's awesome.
3/4 of the auditorium is cinematics. They when they started with Ready Player One and they had the titles coming up on one side, they had Serenity go by, and I was like, yay, Serenity!
Aww.
I was excited.
Like Serenity from Firefly?
Yes.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And I saw, you know, obviously you see like the DeLorean and stuff like that. There was a Tron light cycle, and I was like, wow, you actually got all of these studios to agree to like all of this, because I was like, Serenity is Universal. Mm-hmm. Tron is obviously Disney. And this is WB that's making the movie. So I was really impressed.
That is pretty cool.
I was afraid that they would just... Because I knew enough about it to know that they reference a lot of that stuff. And I was afraid that they would only reference their own stuff. Mm-hmm. But they are referencing... That's super cool. They got the rights to everything else.
I like that.
So, but it looked...
I'm glad that it looks good. I would be excited to see it. I'm just... Like, that's the only thing that so far is, like, a little bit disappointing is that it's not, you know, the overweight kid that... And I think there's something about, like, the... Van or whatever, where he plays the video games, that they kind of made it a little bit more Hollywood grandesque or whatever. Yeah. But I am excited to see it, because it was a really good premise for a book and the video games and everything. So I'm glad that they had a good showing at Comic-Con.
I need to read the book, because I've only heard great things about it.
Yeah. Just don't read the follow-up, because apparently that was shit.
Oh.
I don't think it's it's not a sequel, it's a second book.
Oh, okay, just don't read the second thing. Okay.
The second book is not very good.
Well, that happens to some of us.
Yeah. What was your favorite press room that you did?
What was my favorite press room? I actually think my favorite press room might have been The Magicians, just because... Because I'm just so proud of that little show. And it's like one of the few ones where I think I got to interview everyone that was there.
That's cool.
You know, and they all actually had, like, insightful answers. And it turns out that Jason Ralph is much funnier than Quentin. And I wish that Quentin was just Jason Ralph. But that's okay.
It's so interesting
that Quentin's, like, the main character of that show, and he's, like, the least interesting person on the show.
And he's just sort of like Riverdale.
It is like Riverdale! It's literally Riverdale! Oh my god! You're so correct! But yes, and Quentin is the main guy, but he sucks. But he, you know what? By the end of season 2, he was better. He was
the
better.
Yeah. Quentin just sucked.
He was just still the worst. But it's not because of the actor. The actor is great. He was really funny. I think he was with the girl that plays Julia, Stella Maeve. They did their interview together, and they played off each other really well. Like, I do like their dynamic as the heart of the show. The guy that plays Penny wasn't there, which is too bad also. But that's okay.
He was on, like, the, because I was waiting at the hotel for the BuzzFeed party, and the sci-fi karaoke bus went by, and the Magicians cast were doing sci-fi karaoke on the bus. Nice. So, like, Penny, I saw the guy that plays, I can't remember names, like, it's early in the morning.
Oh, you're talking about Hale, the guy that plays Elliot?
That plays Elliot. They went around a couple of different times, and they were all, like, singing in the front of the bus. So it was really cool.
Yeah, that cast seems like they have so much fun.
They have fun together.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. What was your least favorite press room?
My least favorite press room? Probably The Expanse. Because I don't know the show. I didn't know why. I mean, I got two people, like one interview with two people, but that was it. Like, I was like a couple minutes late because it was all the press rooms back to back, but I wasn't any later than anyone else because we were all coming from the same press room.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it was still just like one, and I was like, oh, okay. Well,
yeah. I have to say that NBC Universal, I love them. Their publicists are great, but I think Haley wasn't actually there. I don't think, least not in the one I went to, I don't think she was, which was Battlestar Galactica. Was also not, there were too many people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was on the press line. They didn't make a point of getting us people at the tables. I got Ron Moore and David Icke, and that was it.
See, that sucks. Yeah. Gifted was bad. They had like everyone at the press line. And they didn't send people over to the round tables. Yeah. And I don't understand why. I just feel like if everyone did this, it would make sense. Like, put half the people at the round tables and half the press line. And make sure all the tables are filled in a way that you have the same number of tables as you do actors. Yeah. So that everyone always has someone, right?
Yeah. But anyway. I mean, because I get that.
That makes sense, and that's why they don't.
Well, and it's like, I get that you're putting larger outlets on the press line.
Right.
But at the same time, you're getting more coverage if you do the tables.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like split them. Do half on the press line, half. Holly Aulis at WBTV is the best publicist ever because she's really good about that. And she makes a point and she's like, we're only going to be able to do 4 minutes per person per table. Mm-hmm. But I did Supernatural. She runs that room. I got everybody.
Oh, nice.
And last year was the first time I did Supernatural for her and I got everybody. Okay. So she does a really, really good job. And I'm like, can everybody just see what Holly does and duplicate it? Because sometimes you get people, you're like, they're here for 15 minutes. We've run out of questions.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to get other people. If you had enough, but it's hard when they've got so many people. I get it. And they don't always have enough publicists.
Right. I do have to shout out to the Black Lightning press room. Lachelle, she did a great job. That one was really efficient and organized. And she gave everyone a speech at the beginning. Being like, this is going to happen. And then you can email for this after. Because you're not going to get everyone. Because there's too many of you. So email for the one that you didn't get. And we'll give it to you earlier, close to the premiere date. So you'll have better questions to ask.
I should say, NBC Universal actually did the psych one too, and that one was really well run.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there was less people there. Right. So that's part of, they had more cast and they did everybody separately.
Mm-hmm.
And so that helped. But we did, I mean, we got everybody, and I think everybody else got everybody. So that, you know, they didn't, I don't know, it's hard. It's, I can't imagine being on their side of things.
That I went to, there were three of them, the two producers and the art director, and they gave us 17 minutes each, which is a very long time to be talking to one person.
Yeah.
And they basically gave almost zero spoilers about season three, so it's like we weren't really talking about anything that the fans would want to know at all. We were just kind of going around, and even if you ask them direct questions about season three, they're like, oh, well, we want to keep it really close to the vest. And I'm like, but why are you here?
People complain about that with the WB, the TV shows, because it's the same thing. They can't fucking tell you anything. And they've just started filming, so they don't usually know anything.
Mm.
And then it's almost pointless to be in those rooms because there's so many people. It's hard. That's why I prefer when WBTV do New York Comic Con, because that's either they've just started airing or they're about to air, but they didn't do it not last year. So I don't know if they're going to do it again this year.
Right.
I actually just got a push for that one. So I'll keep you updated.
Oh, there you go.
You're going. Oh, okay. We'll see each other there. Cause I'm going to.
Oh, nice. Great.
Yeah. Which should be interesting.
When is it? It's October 5th through 7th.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Right, like that, yeah.
Very cool.
Have you ever been in May?
I was there to the year before last, 2015.
it's probably my favorite con. I feel like it's a lot better run, but they are for a profit, so that's part of it. And it helps that, you know, like I'd say 75% of the people who go to that one are New Yorkers, so they're you don't have to deal with as many people traveling from all over the world. But there's a lot less press rooms, and it's even harder to get into stuff. I do a lot less press. I just kind of – it's interesting, though. It's a really, really cosplay-heavy con, and 75% of the cosplay is DC-related.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think that's –
it is very con-heavy, and I thought – cosplay-heavy, and I thought what was interesting about San Diego Comic-Con versus other cons I've been to is that –
there were a lot of cosplayers, but there weren't as many as I had anticipated. I thought it would be like every other person dressed up or something along those lines, but it wasn't, and I was very surprised.
Same. Like, I thought it was going to be more cosplayers, and there's, like, a couple hundred Wonder Womans, but other than that, like, that's the main one that I saw, like, all weekend, but there weren't as many cosplayers as I thought there were going to be, so I was surprised about that, too.
I think it's because it's really fucking hot.
Yeah, it's, like, all the long lines with the waiting.
Yeah, it's incredibly like,
uncomfortable. You don't want
to
wait in your
outfit. But everybody, whenever I tell them I'm going to a con, they're like, oh my god, are you going to dress up? No, I need to be comfortable. Are you kidding? Those things are uncomfortable and annoying. I dress up at Halloween, that's fine.
Right.
You know, it's just not worth it. I don't, you know, plus I'm doing press rooms, and I do know people who dress up in press rooms.
I feel like that's uncomfortable. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, I did see, like, when I was at the Stand Against Evil press room, and there was someone who was like, I mean, I don't know if they were even dressed up as a character, but they looked like they were really dressed up as something. I don't know what was going on. I'm just like, what are you, like, taking yourself seriously, like asking someone questions like in the press room?
It feels weird.
Yeah, I don't think
especially if what your costume is contradicts like what you're, if you're doing a Marvel character for a DC room or vice versa or something. That's always weird.
You're like,
because then you're like, do you know that that's a Marvel character? But yeah, I think it's because I do know people who cosplay, and they say it's incredibly uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. One of my roommates for the con, my friend Brian, he does usually Kato, Captain EO, and Glenn from The Walking Dead. But he only did Kato, and that day, that was the day we went and did the Netflix offsite, and so we were like, hey, you want to come join us? Because there's plenty of time. And he was like, I'm in Kato, I'm staying inside the hall. He's like, too hot, because it's black and it's wool. Yeah. So I can't imagine that's very comfortable.
Nope. Not good for anyone.
Yeah.
And it was humid, like, I felt like I was dying, and I'm only carrying my backpack around. I can't even imagine the long sleeves and the itchy material and all this craziness. So I'm like, yeah, I'm okay.
And it was not as humid or hot as last year. Last year was worst.
Oh, really?
Last year was uncomfortable.
Last year was, like, less uncomfortable for me, just because I was just wandering. It was my first time. I was just like, oh, I'm just wandering. But
you're not working.
Exactly. I didn't have anything that I needed to do.
It does. It changes.
But
it changes it. We'll have to next year make sure we balance it more so you're not.
No, like, you get a day. It's more because it was like the first time.
Well, you got Sunday,
it was just because it was the first time. You know, like, it's not like it was like the amount. I was just like, because in my head I'm imagining like how horrible it's going to be. And then I got there and I was like, it's really not that horrible. And
it was spread out a lot more than
Cassie was a trooper. She had her little luggage and she was like, moving across places, trying to get everywhere. It was amazing.
Yes, I was. But it was actually easier, like, on Saturday because it was all in the hotel, even though I was, like, you know, running from one press room to the other. I was, like, in one place and not running across.
It does help. Last year was the first year in a while that I wasn't at the Bayfront, and that was hard. But the Marriott, the Marquis, has way better Wi-Fi, and I get that shit uploaded so much faster because the Hilton, their internet sucks. I'm convinced they block it.
Right.
It's terrible. Mm. So I almost want to just ask for the Marquis now, even though it means I have to walk, but it was not that bad.
No,
I got used to it. I don't know.
Yeah, I liked your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it was great.
I spent all my nights in your in the lobby.
I was so spotty, and my 4G, my data was slowing down so much that I had to, I don't know what possessed me to uninstall Twitter and then reinstall it in the middle of a panel that I was trying to cover. And I had to step out to re-download it, and it took 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And I had to move from place to place so that it would download really fast, and it was very frustrating because, like, one area would have Wi-Fi, you'd go to, like, maybe 5 feet away, all of a sudden your Wi-Fi is completely gone. I don't know what was going on. And then I think you told me that it was to get, you know, the really fast Wi-Fi was $78 or something along those lines. Oh, and I was like, no.
Yeah, see, the Marriott, if you have, so they have two Wi-Fi. There's one that's $12.95 and then one that's $15.95. Mm-hmm. If you're a member of their Marriott Rewards thing, which I just signed up, like, on the spot, right? You get the cheap one free, and you just have to pay to upgrade. So it's $3 a day.
Nice.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, except that for the second year in a row, they charged me for one day, and that was it. I used it the entire time. They charged me the $3. That was it. So I swear to God, I'm just going for the fuck the Bayfront. I'm just going to the Marriott.
That was awesome. And my best Comic-Con experience this time was probably when I was so between Friday and Saturday, right? I literally while they were waiting in the line for Ballroom 20, and I was just at the marquee using your Wi-Fi because I was trying to go over all my questions for the next day. Yeah. Watch the episode, one episode of each thing that I hadn't seen, right? But anyway, so as I was doing that, you and Rion came down three times throughout the night. He just walked up and down just three times. And every time I was but I won't speak to him. And I feel like he knew that I was not wanting to speak to him. So the last time he walked by and he gave me two thumbs up. So I was like, yes, we are not speaking. I love you.
I saw him leave Monday morning. Uh-huh. So yeah, I was going back up to my hotel and he came down. I'm like, hey, we're in the same hotel. Okay, more footage you probably haven't watched. Did you see any of the Inhumans stuff?
Okay, yes, I did see some Inhumans footage. And
not good.
Yeah, no. I feel very sad.
I don't know what to say.
It just doesn't look... Okay, first of all, why are you showing me this on IMAX?
Yes.
We didn't need that IMAX for this. I don't need IMAX for more of Medusa's hair. But, I don't know.
I have a really great story that I can't tell that I'll tell you guys when we get off. About this, by the way.
Yeah, but I feel bad for the cast, people basically, because I feel like the cast seemed pretty cool,
It looks terrible. We went to the thing they had up by Horton Grand, and so we saw the footage in the IMAX, in their portable IMAX screen, and I was just sitting there wow. And the worst part is you can tell when Medusa's hair is actually about to do something. It's supposed to be moving all the time, but you can tell when it's actually about to do something because all of a sudden it looks good because it's CG. It's we're about to see some hair action. And yeah, it's, I feel so bad because I really want to love it, but Matt's not even going to go see it in IMAX now.
Right.
I think I'm just going by myself.
I'll go with you.
All right.
Because
we'll
I feel if like we can I get tickets. See it. But Scott Buck, I don't, why?
At least he's not doing Iron,
right.
Iron Fist 2.
Yeah.
At least they finally realize. They're
we don't want you back, man. It was terrible, though. The critics just slammed it so bad. They're probably I don't know that we want you back because you just kind of ruined the groove we had going.
Yeah, two in a row that are really going to be pretty awful. Yeah. And Matt saw the first episode of Defenders.
Oh, really?
Because he was in there for that panel. And he says it's hard because they're not together in that episode. So it's sections. He said the most notable...
Oh, yeah, they have to get them together.
Yeah, he said the most notable thing is that, they each, they have their colors that they're associated with. Mm-hmm. And, every scene... you know which character it is because the colors are really prominent.
Does the thing that brings them together happen in the first episode?
I don't think so. I don't think he said that they... I don't know that they're together in the first episode at all. I can't remember.
Interesting. I'm just really concerned. Ever since Clement said to me that he thinks that Claire Temple is going to die and that's what's going to bring them together. Aww. And I was like, I don't accept this.
No.
And I will kill you if that's what happens.
Can't kill Claire.
We don't need another Coulson. No
exactly,
sacrifices.
Exactly.
We've done that story to come up with something more clever.
It also, because I guess she did go and she was in everyone's show. But would Jessica really care if Claire died? She met her that one time. That's not good enough. All right, good. I've talked myself out of it.
It's not allowed to happen that way.
They killed her because she's kind of the thing that holds all four shows together. Mm-hmm. And I'm against killing women on any show.
Right,
so.
Exactly.
She's kind of a breath of fresh air on all of those shows. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed her. So, yeah, no. And Matt would be upset because Rosario Dawson is one of his girlfriends.
Three list.
One of his girlfriends. He loves her.
Yeah.
So, I think she was going to be in the new X-Men and then she dropped out, right? That was
That
was one of the only reasons he was going to watch it. And now he's like, eh.
And people were also concerned about her death because she said that she wasn't going to be in the Punisher series.
That's right. She's not going to be in Punisher. See?
So...
See?
I'm really...
No, it's not happening. It's fine.
The show that's most likely to need a nurse. Yeah, that's not good.
Right? She could have been so useful. Oh, Lord.
Maybe they just realized that, you know, they needed to change things up.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hope it's just that.
Right.
They just didn't want to pay for her. For
Fingers crossed.
Did you hear that it sounds like they may be filming both Iron Fist Season 2 and... I guess... Well, they're doing Luke Cage. They're doing Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. And they did Punisher, but it sounds like they're going to do, like, two more seasons of shows this year.
Oh.
Oh, it must be Daredevil Season 3. Because mm-hmm. they upped the number of episodes that were going to be done in New York this year. Because they have a tax break that goes through the end of the year.
Okay.
So it sounds like they may be rushing production to get the tax break. And so they're literally going to have, like, all... But that's
That's
five filmed this year. Because Defenders... No, Defenders filmed this year, too. Right. So that's six, then.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
It's insane.
That's crazy. Well, we'll see. We'll see if that affects quality.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to know.
I mean, you can't get worse than Iron Fist Season 1. So that will at least improve.
Don't jinx it. I think you can get worse, unfortunately. I mean, it was bad, but I did get through the whole season.
I did not. I did not make it through.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
After episode one, I don't even think I made it past episode one. I was like, okay, that's enough for me.
Yeah, tapping a lot of people who are like, so do I have to watch it for Defenders? And I'm like, I mean, they've said that Defenders is basically the second half of his story, which is what worries me, by the way.
Why would you want to promote it that way?
Yeah, I know. Finn Jones said it. I bet they didn't tell him to say that. Okay. I bet that was a shit. Don't tell them that. Nobody wants to watch it then. Okay. Yeah. So, anyway. All right. I think we're going to have to go ahead and call that for this episode because we're already at like an hour, I think.
Yes.
And that was a lot of San Diego Comic-Con talk.
That was.
So
everything you ever wanted to know.
Yeah. Except that there's so much more we could have said, probably. And I'll think of things later that I'm like, damn, I forgot about that. But anyway, I think we're done, unless anybody else has anything to say.
Ladies.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, so much. And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
Bye.
Check us out on withanaccent.com or follow us on Twitter and Instagram @withanaccent. And don't forget to come back next week